You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
Back in June of 2025, Africa's largest bank by assets, the Standard Bank Group, officially obtained approval from China for the use of the cross-border interbank payment system that China has developed. Since that date, over $1.2 billion, or almost 8 billion Chinese yuan, has exchanged hands through that payment system in terms of transaction volumes. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the head of client solutions for international payments at Standard Bank's corporate and investment banking, Nombasa Hlathi. She joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Nombasa, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Certainly a significant milestone crossing the $1 billion threshold in terms of transactions processed following this approval. But more than that, it speaks to a deepening of relationships between the African continent and China.
Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy, for having me on the line. Absolutely incredible journey that we've been on. And I can say to you, those values indicate and demonstrate the Africa-China trade maturing. We are seeing business-seeking efficiency, cost-effectiveness, and corridor payments aligning to global patterns. And so it has indeed means that China and Africa trades are at its deepening spirit. I don't think that will be, this is just the beginning of the journey. We will see a lot more flows coming in and increases. And this is reflective of what we're seeing in our volumes as we progress this year. We've seen volume growth. We've seen the mining, the agriculture, energies and infrastructure business increasing that trade. We've seen a strengthening of Africa's financial activity as well, which makes this business significant between Africa and China, the volumes growth and Africa and China being the bridge between the biggest trades in the world, the financial economy, making it easier to just partner and do trade with Africa.
Now, Nombasa, while the approval for the cross-border interbank payment system fundamentally means then that businesses on the African continent are able to settle their transactions directly in Chinese renminbi as opposed to other international currencies, I want to look deeper into what that does for the businesses on the African continent. You touched on the fact that this allows them to be better positioned for global trade. But beyond that, I also want to take a look at how much of a strategic advantage it gives businesses that are trading with China, that are looking to access new markets, and that are looking for timely settlements of traditional payments.
Thanks for that question. The connection into China of direct into the remainder settlements offers just practical commercials. This means that we've improved the efficiency of our payments, which means we've taken away the intermediary throughout our payments that we had in the past with a direct line. They're now faster settlement of those payments. We've actually also simplified cross-border transaction by reducing FX exchange risk, where currency change from multiple currency exposed to multiple currency risks and fluctuation, you have now limited and reduced those FX risks that occur in the transaction whilst it is still moving from one area to another. This then also allows the customer to then reduce its cost because you no longer have to deal with multiple currency conversion. South Africa is an approved country where you can convert from your ZAR directly to your renminbi without having to go through the dollar, which is what used to be in the past. So we now have fewer currencies in our transaction, reducing your FX risk and speeding up the time it gets to settlement. Those are the real benefits that customers are really experiencing. We've seen the fluctuations and the inconsistencies of our exchange rate, and this proposition allows for limiting the exposure and fluctuation of rates between our local entities and the renminbi. You know, it improves the certainty between pricing as well, between the corporate as well as the Chinese suppliers, enabling the supplier to be able to be more competitive and avoiding currency risk and premiums that they can settle with their suppliers in the Africa market. And we've seen transactions moving both ways. So there's beginning to be suppliers moving into the African space, being able to fund their offices, and also buyers being able to pay suppliers directly in renminbi in the shortest space of time, therefore improving their pricing certainty in their transactions. Great transparency, as we've seen as well. Because we move directly, we don't have intermediary, we can see the payment going seamlessly in one direction, and transparency in both in price and visibility of the transaction during using these new SIPS rails.
Nombasa, you touched on South Africa being one of the approved countries on the African continent. I know there's at least five other countries. And you also mentioned that, of course, this is only the beginning. I want to take a look at that. Mm-hmm. I want to take a look at how these SIPS rails could potentially unlock a new future in cross-border trade and payments for the African continent, and what that future could potentially look like, not just with China, but with the broader global market.
Absolutely. So there's a stages that we've gone through as Standard Bank. So the first phase, we've been through two phases. The first phase was South Africa being given the rights to be able to be a direct participant, and that's live and well. And we've extended that now to our Africa continent and our African Stanbics, who through Standard Bank South Africa are able to process those directly. We are currently busy in a third phase, which is called Remember Clearing on behalf of the Africa market. What then that exposes us to? It allows us to grow the proposition. We can look at the liquidity of providing a Remember liquidity in the African continent. We can look at FX and hedging for forwards and swaps for deals going forward, which means customers can take loan agreements with China with payment terms that they know what they will pay over a period of time. We can help them and support their working capitals in various markets, their lending, and begin to grow balances where we can start investments in Remember currency. This changes the ballgame of how we used to operate as a country with another European country. In Africa, our clients can now have more value proposition. And we're not just talking corporate clients. We can talk small business, commercial business, as well as personal people having relationships with their own retailers. They, buy and source funds into China. And equally from the Chinese side counterparties, we enable them to share commodities into this African market. We allow infrastructural projects that can be funded, not just waiting and sourcing your funding in Europe, in Remember. You can then source this from an African country for the African continent. So it opens up a new web and a new possibilities of what can be done in this relationship of growing payments in the continent. And I must emphasize that the intention of this proposition is to offer an alternative. We know that we continue to have that the market is still settled on using the dollar. But with time, once you give the market an alternative, beginning to give them a space where can they try things differently and grow an alternative in the market. Freeing those markets, we know Africa has the challenges. We have countries that struggle with having dollar liquidity. How then do we solve for the African problems around the dollar liquidity? It's an alternative we provided.
Solving African problems and providing greater access to markets, that is the impact that the cross-border interbank payment system has had on the African continent following its approval by China for use by Africa's largest bank by assets, the Standard Bank Group. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Head of Client Solutions for International Payments at Standard Bank's Corporate and Investment Banking, Nombasa Hlathi, joining us to take a look at the impact that China's SIPS payment rails have had on the African continent. This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
Look, being able to say my partner and I have traveled to 52 countries in 5 years is a great conversation starter. But that's not why I'm a client of Standard Bank Private. It's for moments like these. Babe, will you marry me?
Yes!
It's not what you do that matters, but who you do it for. Get up to 50% back in UCount Rewards points on domestic and international flights. Search UCount Travel Mall to find out more. Standard Bank. It can be. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.